Hi, I'm George Yatchison. I'm a writer of all sorts, poetry, nonfiction journalism, and as of last year, a novelist.
What inspires you in your writing?
Pretty much everything that, anything that I find as an interest in the world, I want to get to know it better by writing about it. That's the way I figure things out. And I'm kind of leaning on a Joan Didion line like that. You figure out the world by writing about it. And I love language too. So just the language itself can inspire me by the way words rub up against each other and can create sparks of meaning and sparks of music and sparks of insight. And that's all very exciting. And because for many, many years I've worked as a journalist, I know what a deadline is and I know what an assignment is. And that's another way I get inspired is to either look for assignments, contests, and things that ask for specific things, or by creating my own assignments. There was a stretch, my fine partner, Chris Yost, who's also a great poet and writer, we often write together, separately together, if that makes sense. Writing at the same time on separate things. And for one stretch, for 400 days, a year and a half ago, every day we wrote a poem and it became this thing. So there's that too. Sometimes just knowing you have to do it, that there's something out there that's calling you. And if you sit down and you stare at the page enough, something's going to happen.
Does it have to be great? Do you feel like when you're writing, it has to be great?
No, if you think about great, you're lost to begin with. I think it's really important just to process is what's important. It's the doing it. Art is making, and then whatever happens to it later, you figure out. Obviously, people want things to be seen and heard and read and listened to, and even better, loved, but that might not happen, but doing it is a great thing. It feels good. Being creative and living in that world is a good thing. And I think it builds good spirit in the world, even beyond that, even if no one else experiences your art. One of the real values of poetry, I think, is that it should end with questions and make people think more deeply than to necessarily give them answers. I often find when I'm writing a poem, if I know where I'm going, that's a bad thing. The poem takes me someplace and opens me up to larger thought. And so, in a time like now, where everyone seems to want to hide in their camps, and some of those camps, at least for me, are particularly terrifying right now, poetry is a way to live with ambiguity. There's the all old Paul Valéry line, all lofty thinking ends in a sigh. And I think that's sort of what poetry can do is it attests to beauty in questioning and depth. And that confusion is something we struggle with this tool called language that sort of works and sort of doesn't, but we still keep using it. And the honor of that and the discipline of that is a good thing, and it makes us bigger humans, I think. One very exciting thing is we're right on the eve of National Poetry Month. That's every April. It's not just the cruelest month, it is the month of poetry. And one of the things we do or have done in the last 10 years, this will be the 10th year, in Santa Barbara is an event called Spirits in the Air, Potent Potable Poetry. And it's a nice thing because it's a good introduction to the poetry community, which is very strong in Santa Barbara. I don't know if people know that, but it's interesting because poetry obviously is a very insular, singular thing. You do it by yourself, that image of the poet in his or her garret writing away. But then we come together a lot. And this is one of those events. It's going to take place April 1st, Monday, at the Good Lion. That's our home for all 10 years, except for the 2 years we were on Zoom because of the pandemic. 4:30 to 5:30, a poetic happy hour, and then 5:30, 6:30, the poetry reading. There'll be 10 poets, including past Santa Barbara Poets Laureate and other great poets in town, lauded people, a range of people. And it's just really fun where they read one of their own poems about drinking and one that is out there in the world by somebody else. And it's just a really good community, a lot of love and appreciation for each other. And it's usually really packed too. So that's a kind of fun, cool thing. So that's coming up then. If people want to know more about that event, it's a pick on the Independent. So you can find it on their calendar. And then there's a Santa Barbara Poetry Events page on Facebook that carries all the Santa Barbara poetry. And if people are interested in any of my writing, there's georgeacheson.com that has stuff about my poetry. And then George Eats, GeorgeEats.com, where I write mostly about food and wine and cocktails, but I also do a lot of book reviews, and those are up there too. And in addition to all the in additions, back in the day, I was a voice talking to you from this very radio station on several different shows. Originally, Frank and George for many years with my great friend Frank Goad. And then I did C90 Go for a while during the pandemic times. And then with Chris Yost, my wife, who I've already mentioned, we did a great show called Schooled Radio, where we had all kinds of education people on for a public affairs show. So I'm a happy member of the KCSB family.